That is far from the truth. The truth of the matter is that the Constitution and the Electoral Act 2010 as amended prohibits electronic voting. The card reader we are deploying for the elections is meant only for accrediting voters before they vote. Electronic voting means using a machine to vote. And in the instance of the card reader, the only thing it does is to accredit and authenticate the voter and then verify the voter as the genuine owner of the permanent voter card that we are using for the election. So it is not correct to say that the card reader is in breach of any law. Besides, the ANEC chairman yesterday before the Senate cited several sections of the Constitution and the Electoral Act to buttress the fact that the card reader was not only legal but on solid legal ground.
Critics of the card reader are saying that interpreting the exact electoral law basically prevents the Electoral Commission or INEC from deploying card readers in the election, and they think that could undermine the credibility of the vote. Specifically, do you think their criticism are justified?
The criticisms are unfounded and they are not justified. And if anything, what the card reader seeks to do is to enhance the credibility and integrity of the process. In time past, the voter register was not only padded, people rigged elections at the point of voting. What the card reader seeks to do is to stop people from rigging and to ensure that only the genuine and valid owners of the permanent voter cards that we issued out based on the register that was generated from the 2011 voter registration exercise and subsequent registration exercises last year are allowed to vote. So that is it. That is as simple as that.
Are your ad hoc officials or ad hoc staff, are they adequately and competently trained to handle this card reading machine during election period?
I will say yes, because all the ad hoc staff we are deploying for these elections are core members, people who graduated from the universities, and we are also using students from tertiary institutions at the highest level. These are highly literate staff, and we put them through rigorous training. And in fact, this week, our national commissioners have gone back to the states to ensure that we take advantage of the period of the rescheduling and extension of the elections to further give elaborate and robust training for the ad hoc staff, so that we do not face any embarrassment on the day of election.
The Electoral Commissioner Chairman, Professor Atairo Jiga, was saying that INEC is cooperating and coordinating with security agencies to ensure protection of prospective voters during the vote. Does this mean that it's only the security agencies that can specifically say that the election could be held or possibly postponed despite it being rescheduled for March 28th?
On our part, as an election management body, even before the rescheduling, we had told the world through a press conference addressed by Professor Jiga that INEC was ready to conduct the elections. But the security agencies told us that there were serious security concerns and they could not guarantee the safety of our staff. Now, before now, and since 2011, we had always worked with the security agencies on the basis of a committee called the Election Security Committee, that is ICSES. And all of them have always given us support in terms of protecting our staff, in terms of protecting the materials for the elections, in terms of protecting the voters. And this was shown clearly in the previous governorship elections that we conducted to the acclaim of local and international observers. And if these security agencies that have assisted us in protecting men and materials and voters in the past say they have challenges, then we have to consider that position. because we don't have control of security on our own side. We are only experts on elections. We are not experts on security. Therefore, we must rely on their advisory before we conduct elections, so that the staff that we are deploying for the elections are not put in harm's way, and so that the materials also that we are using for the elections are not purloined or stolen or misused to the extent that they will undermine the credibility of the election.